This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very talented defense. They've been really strong for a number of years and a lot of high draft picks, I believe, you know, in the front, and they just roll them. They're very deep up front. And then with the corner positions, we talk about being a matchup game. They've got a really good corner or two back there, and so it leads to a tough matchup. So they do a great job defensively.
Sean McDermott this morning on the Extra Point Show with Sal. If you missed it and want to hear it, use the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Or go to WGR550.com. Also, on the Audacy app, you can find the BetQL Network. That's where our next guest resides, Sam Panayotovich, host of BetQL Daily, Audacy Sports BetQL Insider. BetQL Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. I did this, by the way, today. And be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast for more analysis. I also did this today. Just search BetQL Daily wherever you find your podcasts. That's a good show you guys have, Sam, you and Joe.
I appreciate it. I think this is becoming, and I know we've only known each other 3 weeks now, it's becoming one of my favorite stops. I do a lot of stops on Friday. Your audience has been so cool to me. I've gotten so many nice messages on social, which is very rare in my space. Usually it's nerd. Nice pick, loser. Yep. You know, your audience has been very nice, although there was one guy, I think he had been drinking all day. He texted me, "Don't ever show your face in Buffalo after that Miami Hurricanes pick." So, you know, you gotta get the good ones in with the bad ones.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Joe gave me your number, so I was
yeah.
Don't ever show your face in Buffalo for losing one football pick.
Yeah, I hopped on that too, and I you know, whatever, it didn't go well. I mean,
hey,
they
no,
won the game, but no.
You also liked Washington, and I picked
right?
Washington.
That
so,
worked out. Yep.
You know, win some, lose some. That's right. That's to be expected. That's cool.
It was the worst week I've had of the season, and I'm looking at my stuff now. 23-19. I mean, it could be a lot worse, obviously. Up a little bit. 55.1% basically. So we'll see. I mean, long way to go. It's a long season, guys. And you know how it is. I mean, the best in the world are trying to win, you know, 55 and up. My guy who's been betting the NFL in Vegas for 40 years says if I can get 55%, I am the happiest person in the world. And, but that means you lose 45 out of 100. So
right.
As long as you bet responsibly and don't get out of control, you can afford to lose games, believe it or not.
Think of it like baseball, right? Well, maybe not the White Sox this year, but most teams win like 60 games at least or lose 60 games.
When
I was listening to your show or watching your show today, this is kind of a fun way to start because, you know, we're all trying to have takes, make picks, win money. You were talking about the Washington-Baltimore game, and you said something like, younger me would have loved the Ravens here, but I'm not touching it. What exactly is that? Like amount of discipline, or what's the difference for you as you see this game and why you would have been different about it, you know, years ago?
Well, it's just like fading the hottest, you know, toy on the shelf, basically, or, you know, the coolest kid in class. It's just like that's what Washington is right now. And I think I just would have blindly bet against them because I would confirm to myself that this can't keep happening. But I go back and I look at a Ravens game and I watch that game back, Ravens, Bengals. Cincinnati basically did whatever it wanted up and down the field. Yeah, the Ravens won, but you could argue they were lucky to win that game. Cincinnati has a bad hold and miss a kick in overtime. So it was a weird finish. But, you know, the Bengals go up and down the field. Why can't the Commanders do it? I think the big question I have in this game is, can Washington stop power run? Buffalo obviously could not do it mm-hmm. against Baltimore. I don't know if Washington can do it. They've also, guys, I mean, you look at their schedule, there's a lot of bad teams on there. You give them credit for being 4-1, but how much stock do we put into beating the Giants and beating, you know, the Browns and beating the Bengals, and it's just like it's a lot of garbage there. And now this is a step up in competition. I don't have to tell you guys. You know how good Baltimore is. But it's a game I have so many questions about. And if that's the case, I can just do the old Rachel Phelps from Major League. I can just cross him off then and move on.
Right. Pick something else.
Pick something else you like. Yeah, that seems like a solid plan when you don't have an idea like where to go. What do you make of what the Bills might be walking into on Monday night, Sam? We know what's going on with the Jets. They changed the play caller on top of the head coach getting fired, which, you know, when this all started happening on Tuesday, it seemed like maybe Salah was getting fired because he wanted to change the play caller, but they went ahead and did that anyway. So what do you make of all that?
I have no idea what's going to happen. Ostrowski, though, is convinced. He's convinced the Jets are the best. And I don't know. He was saying that you guys even sounded nervous about the game.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's nervous about the game, though. It's so funny how it works. Like, we're all nervous about one thing, and then that thing goes the other way, you know? I mean, it's still – like, I was looking at the Titans' offenses that this new play caller, I think his name is Downing, mm-hmm. with the Jets.
Yep.
He took over a team that was fourth in points or fifth in points under Arthur Smith, and they got progressively worse. It was something like they went from fifth to 14th to 28th in points. And the Jets are so smart. They're like, we'll make him our play caller. You know, it's like, I don't know. I also don't know that Rodgers is healthy.
Right.
This feels like an under game. 41 is the total. I also, and you guys are much closer to the situation than I am, who's healthy on the Bills offense right now? Like, is Allen healthy? I am sure he's going to play, but man, he got his bell rung a couple of times. How about Shakir? Is he good to go? I mean, you got so many guys that are banged up. I wish Buffalo was healthier. I just don't know. You guys are closer to it. Like, what's the status of their offense right now?
It's those players. It's also Cook, who is not practicing. He seemed to have been injured late in the game against Houston. Because it's a Monday game, it's really tomorrow where we find out. Like, if guys are going to get ruled out, that can be tomorrow, not today. Today they didn't really practice, so there's no real update on that.
But what they've done this week, those two guys specifically, Cook and Shakir, is very light work on the side. So no practice at all, even on a limited basis for either guy. So I don't know. I mean, that doesn't sound encouraging. I think Allen's probably fine. You know, he's had this hand thing, he's been wearing this glove since the opener here, but he's practiced full. Like, there's no question, and I don't think he's really that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And has been the thing. I think the other stuff is maybe more nuisance.
I don't think Rodgers has been that impressive. I mean, he played one really good game this year, and that was against the Patriots. And the Patriots could easily be the worst team in the league. So, I don't know. You're also facing the Patriots team playing on, what, 3 days rest? Because that was a Thursday night game.
Right.
I remember because I couldn't. My Amazon Prime was going in and out, and I'm ready to rip the TV off the wall because I can't keep the connection. where do the touchdowns come from, though? I mean, like, in all reality, like, if those guys are banged up, I mean, sure, that they're probably going to try and give it a go if they can. But if they're not at full strength, the quarterback in New York can't move. He's got a low ankle sprain. I don't know, guys, like 20-17 type final. It's going to be a war out there. It's going to be a war.
That's what the total's 41, so you're in the neighborhood there. That's what last year's game there in week one was. That ended up being Zach Wilson instead of Rodgers, but that game went to overtime 16-16. And, you know, except for one time, Allen and the Bills offense in recent years against the Jets, at least in New York, have not been very good. One thing I wanted to ask you about quickly, even though they're off this week, Sam, is Minnesota. You had a tweet, something to the effect of, why is there no love for the Vikings? Last week with us, you were mentioning Brady's power rankings, and Minnesota, I think he might have had them at 2, and you're like, no. Did that change for you, or do you think maybe Minnesota maybe isn't the second best team in the league, but is still maybe also underrated?
No, my opinion hasn't really changed. I still have Detroit and actually Green Bay power rated higher. But I was more amazed that I put that tweet out last night during the fourth quarter of the game. And I think the first 65 replies, there were two Vikings of who do you like to win the NFC? And I'm just like, wait a minute. That doesn't really compute. When one of these teams is 5-0 straight up and 5-0 against the spread, you would think more than two out of 65 people would like Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're a better team than San Fran or Green Bay or Detroit when Philly's healthy. But here's the thing about when you have the number one seed potentially, and they have, you know, the potential to get there, that's a tough place to play, guys. So if you have home field and you can get all those games inside that stadium, I call it the Death Star. You know, they're in there, they're drunk at like 7 a.m, drinking vodka out of a horn, like screaming with their shirts off. I mean, it's the loudest place I've ever been to in the NFL. If they can secure that, of course they can make a run. But I just thought there would be more popularity to like Minnesota, and I guess people just still aren't believing yet, which I totally understand.
Fair enough.
You mentioned the Eagles, and yeah, I know like gambling isn't necessarily about vibes at all, but the vibes have been off with the Eagles going back to late last season, into this year. Wonky start, injuries, like you say, but they're getting Brown back, and they draw Cleveland here. Do you still think that they're a top NFC team, or are they a wobble?
In terms of talent, I mean, it's all there. I think, you know, the hot topic around them now is what's up with the coach and when is he going to get launched. I don't think Howie Roseman is going to fire Nick Sirianni in season. I don't think that happens. You also have, you know, this, as we talked about earlier, the Commanders are like the hottest thing right now. You can bet the Eagles. I think MGM has plus 140 or plus 150 on them to win the division. If any time, this would be the time to buy. They come off the bye. They're getting healthy. They're a 10-point favorite against Cleveland. Cleveland's just atrocious. Assuming Philly wins this game and maybe the Commanders get pounded by Baltimore, what's that price then? You know, the Commander stock is so high right now, which cheapens the price on Philly. So maybe, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I bet some Philly to win the East this morning. Maybe I did. Maybe I thought about it. Actually, I did do it, nudge, nudge. This is the time to buy. You got to buy teams when other people don't want to buy teams. Everybody wants to buy the Commanders now. Commanders, Commanders, Commanders. That team is not winning the division, I don't think.
And the time is it now anyway. It would have been two weeks ago. It might have been a lot different. I don't know. Sam, how about Saturday, college football? I think you like Ohio State in a big one against Oregon.
Yeah, I do like the Buckeyes. I think Oregon's good. I think Ohio State's great. Their safety play is just otherworldly. They got two NFL safeties, and most college teams don't have one. They got two. Just so good at coming in, making plays. They have a superstar at every level, too. I like Oregon. I think they're a good team. I think Ohio State's great. So I did lay some three. Let's see. What other losers do I got for you? I got Oklahoma +14.5. I think that's a big number. And then I love when P.J. Fleck is laying points on the road. Minnesota's a home favorite? Nah. UCLA +4.
How about, let's see, the baseball playoffs? Any strong takes on what's left?
I have no skin in the game, but I have a buddy who is holding a couple tickets. He's got Yankees-Mets World Series at 70-1.
Wow.
And he's holding Mets World Series at 85-1. He bought the dip when they were like 15 games back to Philly.
Right.
He needs the Mets so bad to get to the World Series, and he says he's not going to hedge. Would you guys probably think about hedging, though, right? Like you take either the Padres or the Dodgers to win?
I definitely would. I mean, no doubt, 85-1, no doubt about it. I have San Diego. But that's not the question. Yes, you probably want San Diego to win tonight because that's a better price than the Dodgers would be. But, yeah.
Yeah, Dodgers would be a bigger favorite than the Padres. I mean, I don't know that it's that big of a deal. You got San Diego, huh? What's your price?
I don't remember. Do I have a minute?
Oh.
Bulldog, look this up. Let me see. It was before the playoffs, so it wasn't like before the season. It wasn't one of those.
Right.
But it's pretty good, maybe 10-1, something like that.
See, I write my prices on my wrist in black marker, so I never forget. That's what you should do.
+500. It's not even that good. So, just okay.
Hey, what do you mean it's not even good? They're still alive.
No, it's good. It's fine. It's fine. It's just not. It's not 85-1 or something like this.
Yeah, it wasn't made in May. It's really all there. All that is there. Yeah.
No, just you know, go Pods. All right. Thank you, Sam. Enjoy our chats with you as usual, and we'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
That was the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports, BetQL Insider, Sam Panayotovich. BetQL Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Open lines for you, 803-0550. We've got Dennis Williams coming up at 4. Paul Hamilton, Sal Capaccio as well today. Picks later. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday continues here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.